Welcome to the Collaborative Business Podcast. My name is Peter Simons and I'm your host. Have you ever had the desire to make the value created in an alliance more visible and tangible when exploring potential partners? To be able to work with a kind of map that eases the conversation between you and your potential partner? In this episode, I'm in conversation with Bart Doornweert, a social entrepreneur turned researcher. In his work, Bart noticed the need for visual tools to enable better communication about how to develop a business, and in that he is now developing the Partnership Canvas, a tool to help companies think and create new value networks to support their innovations.
Collaborative businesses are on the rise, and this is the Collaborative Business Podcast, a podcast that will help you find answers and provides useful insights to the best ways of working together in partnerships, alliances, and many other kind of business-to-business collaboration. Here's your host.
Bart, welcome to the Collaborative Business Podcast.
Hi, Peter. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So, Bart, for our listeners, who is Bart Doornweert and what do you do?
I'm a researcher at Wageningen University in Holland. And Wageningen University is a life sciences university. And at that university, I work at the Department of Social Sciences. And the Agriculture Economics Research Institute is a part of that department. And I work there as a researcher on entrepreneurship and business model innovation.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, this is the Collaborative Business Podcast, Bart.
Yes.
What has your work to do with collaboration?
Well, a lot of the work I do is on agriculture and collaboration between entrepreneurs in agriculture and food in value chains. So there's like a natural tendency to have collaboration be part of the innovation projects I work on, because people have to work together in value chains to bring forward the value they want to create for the consumer.
Okay, interesting. And you already mentioned a couple of elements, and without explicitly saying it, you say people need to work together in the value chain. So in other words, they need to work together across organizational boundaries. Is that an essential element for you when it comes to collaboration? Because you could also collaborate within teams.
Yes, I think that within how I look at it, in agriculture, you have to deal with independent entrepreneurs a lot, because farmers are generally independent entrepreneurs. So you see a lot of collaboration between steps in the value chain. I think what would come closest to what you would consider a team is that if a group of farmers work together on realizing their concept or innovation for the market. So in that sense, teams do appear on the agenda, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I immediately need to think about the old-fashioned cooperative when you say that when a group of farmers are working together. Is it necessarily then organized in a cooperative, or can it be any kind of collaboration organization?
I think you're right that traditionally you would look to the cooperative as the prime example of this type of collaboration. But I think there are, with IT coming up and finding its way into even the agricultural sector, let me put it that way, that there are new forms of collaboration appearing, because communication is easier to achieve. And you see forms that haven't been there before. And it's very interesting times in that sense, with a lot of change.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Things are definitely changing. Yeah.
Now, in the information you sent me, you indicated that you co-founded a cotton cooperative in India in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And after that moved into the research that you just mentioned.
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about that previous experience? Because I think, stay away from making assumptions, but I can imagine that that experience is one of the foundation for the work that you are currently doing, and is also one of the foundations for the partnership canvas that we will discuss in a moment.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I started this, I was a co-founder of this cotton marketing cooperative in India, and we started that in 2006. And it was sort of driven by the idea that in development work, there was a lot of attention for, you know, giving farmers a better position in value chains and you know, helping them get a better position in the market. But it was done primarily through NGOs who collaborated with farmer groups. And we felt that there was not enough incentives yet built into these types of products to make it really like a business-driven development. And we're pretty early with that that idea. It's more becoming more common ground now, and that's good to see. But at the time, we were sort of, I think, pioneering on that subject at the time. And that makes things difficult as well. It's particularly that what you get there is that you have language problems, because you have to explain your concept to different people, be it, you know, the banks you have to deal with who want one story of what you're doing. You have to deal with your investors. Social venture capital was coming up then. They have their own rules and language. You have to speak to government. You have to speak to research, and you have to speak to, you know, your own donor who is you know, funding you and kickstarting you. And in that process, what frustrated me was that you have to invest in writing up documents and plans for each stakeholder, essentially. And it's hard to achieve some kind of a common ground as to communicate what you're doing. And I think that, you know, tools that I use a lot now in the work I do to do research and also advise farmers on their innovation practices are, I use my experience I learned from that time in India to help them select those tools to improve the language and increase the speed in which they can achieve innovation.
Interesting. And when you look at the partnership canvas, because I think it's an, I see it as in your explanation without really that you really said it, as one of the examples of a tool that's really making it visual, and helping people to select partners in a visual way. But before we dive in too much, can you explain what the partnership canvas is?
Yeah. So the partnership canvas is actually an add-on tool that supports the existing business model canvas, which was designed and developed by Alexander Osterwalder. And I think that the main reason why I thought there was a gap there which required this add-on is that the business model canvas gives you a perspective on partnerships that is from the perspective of your own business model. So what you can explain there is, you know, what will my partner do in my business model? But when I was confronted with problems of, you know, partnering with other businesses, then you need to take into account their perspective as well. So it's not only about the building block of, you know, what do you want from your partner, but equally important is the building block of what value can you offer to your partner? And is there some kind of complementarity, or do these value offers enhance each other? And I think that's the sort of primary motive for me, was the primary motive for me to develop this canvas. And it's been an exploration of various forms. I've written up my sort of research and this exploration on my blog. I've been working on this canvas idea for I think about 1.5 to 2 years actually, which is quite a long time looking back. And I've tried various forms, and I've reduced it to a very, I think, a simple form now, where the value offer and, you know, the desired value you want from your partner have to be connected in a certain way by a transfer activity, which is something where partners, you know, sink in some kind of investment in creating a space for working together, or, you know, meeting and exchanging. Like it could even be a platform so that you can connect these values. And once you have those three building blocks set up and connected, then you can start asking yourself, you know, what type of value will that create for my own business? Can I sort of extract from this value exchange which takes place? So essentially the partnership canvas is a tool to design and develop and sort of conjecture about the various shapes in which you can exchange value with your partners.
And so how would you operate the canvas? Because it starts on your own site, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
But then a certain moment in time, you will want to talk to a partner and see if he agrees with your view of the value.
Yeah. That's really interesting. I'm trying to work with this in various forms, but I think the safest way to use it is that you strategize internally in your own organization. That, you know, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, you know, do we need to change our business model? That's sort of where it all begins.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always the question of, do we go for it alone? Are we going to achieve all these ideas we have ourselves? Or can we maybe make use of a partner in a certain way to make things go faster, or, you know, obtain certain resources which are just outside of our reach at the moment, and create this sort of win-win situation? And once you start asking those types of questions, that's when, you know, the partnership canvas comes into play, and you can start reasoning with it of how you will achieve these partnerships. I mean, the one thing you can do is you can envisage the type of partnerships by listing the businesses you want to work together with, and then you can map out their business models, and then you can try to figure out that whether these business models that you're mapping out, whether they contain the value you are actually seeking for. And based on the partnership canvas, you can, I think, internally already start to shape like the dialogue that will take place when you're going to meet your partner for the first time, to figure out of whether there's actually a potential for the idea you have for partnering. It's kind of like a way to validate it. So that's like the safer way to work things, using it internally. What I'm trying to experiment with is working with, you know, the partners, two partners in the same room, where they both do the same exercise. And the basic design of the partnership canvas and then the way you shape the ideas with the canvas, they become like a mirror image when you lay them together for the two partners. And you can actually compare two partnership perspectives. And the interesting thing about that is that, you know, for one thing, you could be pleasantly surprised that, you know, new things appear, new ideas appear, new opportunities for creating value that you yourself hadn't thought about, but your partner did.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way around, you could also come to the realization that there's no perspective on partnership, and you can do that pretty quickly.
Which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That'll save you a heartache in the long run, I think. Yeah, definitely. But so it's a tool for primarily, I think, better conversations. And the real added value of these business tools is that you can sort of make your ideas tangible even before they're real. So you can already get some way to mold the conversation about the ideas in a better way, because you make things tangible, and that's the design thinking which is behind these types of tools, which I think will really benefit business and business development. Yeah.
And except for it being tangible, you also make it very visible in the tool, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Tangible. Okay.
Yeah.
How easy, how simple is the tool? And let me connect a second question to that. Can any company use it themselves, or do they need help?
I think that it looks deceptively simple. I think the trick is with these tools is to trigger people into starting to use it in a very basic manner. I think that people can already do that. You can download it and you can already just start playing around with it and see sort of how the logic sticks with you. But the real thing that's what I'm really working on now and banking on that will happen is that people will be obtain some kind of reward from its use, and then that reward will sort of move into a deeper investment in using the tool and improving, you know, the skills and the preciseness in which people use it. And I think that'll pay off in the long run, because there's all kinds of tricks you can use in the logic you set up for for the Canvas, the partnership Canvas. And it's not easy to explain that on first go, but I hope that people will be, you know, have well, that the partnership Canvas itself has this low threshold to get people to initially use it and, you know, take it from there and build on that, that experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I recognize what you say in the sense that when I look back to the business model Canvas and my first experience with it, it somehow caught me that I felt, well, this is great. This is a very useful tool. But then it didn't feel easy until I was involved in a couple of exercises with it, where we as a group worked the business model Canvas, and I got a better grasp of it, so I could easily work with it. And I can see that the partnership Canvas has the same get to used to it model, where it looks easy. Then I see the post-its and on your website. I'm actually looking at it right now.
Okay.
So I see a model with red or orange, green, yellow post-it notes on it. So I'm wondering, and of course I'm not going to read the text right now when we're in conversation, but I'm wondering, hey, what do I need to do there? And it might make it a little bit fuzzy so that I don't understand it, but... Mm-hmm. I recognizing it from the business model Canvas, I know that I need to work it and probably not just myself, but with a couple of my peers to best work out the solution.
Yeah.
Can you highlight a little bit on the function of the post-it notes?
Yeah, I think the post-it notes are sort of a constraint you can put on your conversation, because, you know, the post-it notes are of limited size. I mean, you have really big post-it notes, I know, but just take the regular sizes into account. And in workshops, I always give people thick markers, but they cannot write too much text on the post-it notes. And that constraint forces people to be very precise on what they define. Preferably, you could even use a visual, like a picture, to depict what you're referring to. And I think that becoming precise also enhances this language you have, you know, about what you're trying to explain about your idea. The color coding I use in the post-its for the partnership Canvas is to connect the logic of, you know, one value element for your offer, one value element, you know, for your desired value from your partner, one value element to connect those three, and, you know, one element for the created value. Because that's sort of the trick you have to do with the partnership Canvas, is that you need to connect all those four building blocks together. It's not those four things in isolation, but you need to connect them together in one value flow, one value exchange.
Understand. Going back to what you mentioned, having two partners in the same room working the Canvas, working their own Canvas and then bringing it together. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you would you recommend them to do it, or would you recommend to do it with a neutral facilitator?
I think it's always good with these kinds of things to have a facilitator, because the facilitator, I think, you know, opens up the conversation in a broader perspective, because you can ask questions which come from an unexpected source. And that's more difficult, I think, when, you know, you have two stakeholders in the same room and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And also I would expect the facilitator to have experience in using the Canvas to, you know, work out initial questions or usability problems, so that, you know, you would have the best possible type of outcome in use of the tool.
Yeah. And would this be a tool that can be used by any size of company?
I think so. So my experience is working with small to medium-sized enterprises, and it has worked very well so far. I've used it to work on cases working in a collaboration between like large multinational enterprises and startups working together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's definitely scope for, you know, the larger business-to-business setting as well, because of a trend I see there in strategic management focusing more on business models and treating larger organizations as like a portfolio of business models. And that's where I think that the logic of the partnership canvas as a tool for that setting could work as well, when you can sort of frame the problem of alliance and collaboration between bigger business models as just defining the logic for tying two independent business models together to exchange value.
Agree. Yeah. What will be the next step for the partnership canvas?
So I've basically gotten down a basic workflow where people can define their idea and compare. One of the major things I'm working on now is trying to get some analytics into it as to compare the setup of the partnership and to translate that to organizational form and see whether you're dealing with an arm's length arrangement or whether something like a closer arrangement or a potential takeover might be in order.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that such analytics would help people to, from the logic of the design of what they want from the partnership, define what type of outcome in terms of organization they can achieve. And I think that's would be a major thing to develop.
Just one step back before I ask my next question. Mm-hmm. And maybe to re-emphasize, if I understand well, the partnership canvas is out there in the open, in the sense that everybody can download it and work with it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Can I call it open source, or is it another kind of license? What is it?
Yeah, I put a Creative Commons license on it.
Yeah.
That you can basically use the canvas freely, commercially, or for research, or for whatever purpose you intend, as long as you refer to the source. And you can also, rework it or change it if you like.
So from that perspective, there is no hurdle whatsoever for people to start using it.
No, absolutely no. I think the value of the canvas itself will be in its use, and things will flow from that. And I don't think there will be a lot of value from selling a piece of paper.
Now turning that back to you,
mm-hmm.
when people are using it, what would you like to hear back from them? What kind of information are you looking from experience?
I had one really big eye-opener a couple of weeks ago in use of the canvas, and that was that it was in quite a tricky collaboration discussion between an agribusiness firm and an NGO. And those two don't really get along regularly. But they use the canvas as an exercise to explore collaboration opportunities. And what they sort of gave me back in terms of their feedback is that when they usually negotiate these ideas or deals, they have a feeling that they need to protect or keep covered, their own motivation or interest for engaging with the partnership. Their holy grail, what they think will come out of the partnership. And the partnership canvas sort of forces you to just open that up and put it on the table. And they said that it actually that led to a better and clearer outcome in the discussion. And I think it's those insights that I'm looking for, those types of feedback to that people are really feel triggered and can feel the better refinement coming into their designs for partnerships and innovation through partnerships.
Okay. And have you embedded a feedback loop when they download it, that there at least is your email address for them to send feedback?
Yeah, I put it on SlideShare, so I can track the downloads a bit. I've hidden a few Easter egg links on my blog where people can sign up as early users. So as the new tools and applications and workshop forms are being developed, I can have a community of people that I can instantly reach out to and sort of expose to the new material, and hopefully they'll start using it and give me early feedback to help improve the development.
Yeah, great.
Well, I hope this this podcast episode also helps to spread the word. When you reached out to me on Twitter with the partnership canvas, and then I shared it with a couple of folks in the alliances domain, one in a pretty large corporation and one also an independent advisor like myself, and both were very interested in the partnership canvas. So I hope that this episode that goes live next Thursday will help to spread the message even more for you to also to grow the community.
Oh, great. Yeah, that sounds really, really exciting. Yeah.
So no, people,
I definitely hope to hear feedback on, even if things don't work out, because that's very valuable information to keep improving. Yeah.
So don't be shy if you use it, and let Bart know what you think about it.
Absolutely, yeah. Where to find me?
Great. So, yeah, indeed, where can people find you? And where can people find the canvas?
Yeah, I have a blog called Value Chain Generation, given my interest in value chains. It's valuechaingeneration.com. And if you type in the search box there for Partnership Canvas, or even just Google the Partnership Canvas, then it'll be up there under the top hits. So that's where you can find it.
Okay, great.
The blog, you can, there's the template and you can download it.
I will link to it into the show notes. And I can imagine that you're not there yet, but I would almost ask, where is your book about the partnership canvas? is there another kind of book that you would like to recommend to the listener?
I definitely, if you're interested and already see the value in the partnership canvas itself, and you're not familiar yet with the business model canvas, then I would definitely recommend reading Alexander Osterwalder's book called Business Model Generation. Regarding my book, I think publishing a book is a tricky business, but I have something of an idea like that in the back of my head. So if my stats on my website start spiking after this podcast, Peter, then I might reconsider.
Okay. So now you're putting the challenge back to me.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, Bart, I really like this conversation. I would like to thank you for being my guest today. And we'll spread the message about the partnership canvas, and I'll start to work with it myself as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for a delightful conversation, Peter.
So far for the conversation with Bart Doorneveert about the partnership canvas. And I believe we're only scratching the surface of what this tool can be for partnerships. We're yet in the very early discovery phase, and we need to find out and experience what it can do for us in our partnerships. So please move over to petersimons.com and look for this episode for all the links that are in the show notes. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening in, and we'll be back next time. Bye for now.